The Yorkshire Wildlife Trust, of course the classic line, love Yorkshire, love wildlife, and we're speaking now to
Tim Ward.
Tim, share with us from this particular point of view what magical things you've got here, because we talk about obviously planning gardens and so on, but sometimes actually having an area of wilderness, just a short area, can actually be really good for hedgehogs and other wild animals.
Absolutely, yeah. One of the best things that gardeners and normal everyday folk can do with the garden is just leave a kind of messy corner in the garden. Bit of wood, few nettles, few branches, and just, I suppose, not manicure as much, and then hedgehogs will be very happy with that. And,
I'm always a great believer in the notion that we are stewards of the planet, and we're looking through a variety of things from that. That's something which certainly our colleagues in New York, Annette Andre, Arthur Weingarten, and indeed the late Alexander Bastida was very keen to say this. I mean, at a horticultural show, do you think this is something where sometimes you need to build that balance between gardeners and their appreciation of wildlife?
Absolutely. I think if we can maybe enthuse gardeners about the importance of wildlife as well as the importance of wild gardens, wildflowers, flowers that attract insects, flowers that attract birds, and maybe not put the emphasis so much on the manicuring side of gardening. That's kind of our angle, that's our perspective. And I'm sure other people will have different perspectives, but what we're saying is, don't manicure so much, look at wildflowers, look at maybe having some kind of wildlife area in your garden, and that will, if everyone can do that little bit, then wildlife will thrive across people's gardens.
Absolutely. Okay, so share with us what we've actually got here in terms of wildflower seed planting, various other things, as well as two fabulous sort of individuals, one of whom is running off in the background. Come on, let's name some names here. Who have we got?
We've got Kate Mulby.
Hello, Kate.
Hello there.
And?
Tim Ward.
Yeah. Yes, Tim Ward. Okay, Kate, share with us, what have we actually got here in terms of trowels and things that we're looking for folk to do?
Well, today we're offering a free activity, which is wildflower seed planting. So I'm just trying to educate people about the wildflower seeds that can actually plant in the garden to attract more wildlife in. We've got a range of different annuals and perennial plants that we're planting today. So there's knackweed.
So what are the top tips for actually planting seeds so that, for instance, little mice, who are apparently very intelligent, can actually come in there and say, we love those seeds, and then they go off again without any sign whatsoever that they've even been there? How can people actually sort of cope with this whole thing?
Well, I mean, they take a bit of looking after the area. I mean, it's very simple to do anyway. You just need to clear an area. Maybe it's at the bottom of your garden that you can just leave for wildlife. So you clear the area, and then it's just a simple case of scattering some seeds. They're quite cheap in garden centres. You can get lots of wildlife-friendly seeds these days. So.
And in terms of depth that they need to be, do you have to dig down for? Is it just a case of 2 or 3 inches?
Not very far at all, a couple of centimetres. You can, you know, scatter quite a few. Don't be scared to put quite a few seeds in there, because some will obviously get eaten by wildlife. And just
as I've just said, you know, yes. Sometimes just, you know, but we don't want to sort of just take away their food, so it's fair enough. You need to have enough to go around.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. A website for the Yorkshire Wildlife Trust, Tim, it is?
Just type in Yorkshire Wildlife on Google and you'll
find us. I thought you might do that. Excellent. That's been fantastic. I know that the third part of the team has been too shy, but would you like to give her a name check in any case?
Julie Smith.
Okay, well, Julie in the background there for the moment. Guys, many thanks indeed, and keep up the excellent work.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, we heard about NAFAS earlier, of course, the National Association for Floral Arranging Societies, if that's the right acronym that we've actually got.
Flower arranging.
You see, this is why we needed the tremendous lady who is the president of NAFAS, whose name is?
Sue Maddox.
Sue Maddox, to actually put us right on that one. Sue, it's fantastic touching base with your good self. 55 years.
Yes.
Now, that's 40 years, well, it's about 25 years over your own age, really, so... Standing.
Yes. Well, actually, unlike young people now, I started with NAFAS when I was 20 years old. So it was in the days...
So 5 years ago, then?
Yes. In the days when we used to go to night school and that sort of thing. And we didn't have gyms, you can tell. We didn't have gyms and that sort of thing. So really, we started by going to classes and then joining a flower club, which is a super way of meeting people, making friends and using your talents. And if you haven't got any idea about flower arranging, if you join a flower club, you can watch and you can learn, you can have workshops, anything like that, and it's the most relaxing hobby I've found. It really takes you into a different world.
The thing that impresses me, whether we're covering the Autumn Flower Show or the Spring Flower Show, is the amazing range of crafts and designs that we actually have. It seems that no matter how outrageous the theme that you're actually given, your teams will actually come up with the goods.
Yes, it does tax your brain. Does tax your brain, but I think to a lot of competitors that's quite the more interesting part, to do the research, find out what the subject is, look into it, and then talk about your plant material and your containers and accessories. It just all goes from there.
Absolutely. And it's a wonderful symbiotic relationship between obviously horticulture and flower arranging to connect that. As I say, doing a spring flower show without focusing on NAFAS would be insane. I'm looking at a hat now which is 50 shades of green, as the official foliage hat, created and designed by Lucy Hutton Smith, tying in, of course, with the Emerald Anniversary of NAFAS.
Yes, this year it's our Emerald Anniversary, which is quite an achievement for any association, I think, and we're going to have lots of celebrations. One particular celebration that we're having is a Lonely Bouquet, which is a really lovely idea, and we're starting that on the 2nd of May. The idea is that members of our association leave a bouquet, perhaps in a library, on a park bench. We've got a little label that we're going to put on it to say we'd like to know, a bit like a balloon, we'd like to know how far it goes. And I think it's a lovely idea to bring people into our association and to make someone's day by finding a lonely bouquet.
Now, I'm already thinking that surely, although Siren FM is based in Lincolnshire, we should be able to at least get you across the county from that sort of thing. So, I mean, you know, presumably there is a connection with that.
With Lincolnshire?
Yes.
Oh, yes, of course, because we're the northeast area, and Lincolnshire, part of Lincolnshire, sort of borders onto us, and they're the North Midlands area of NAFAS. So, as demonstrators, we go around the country. I often go into Lincolnshire, and so we've lots of clubs there, a lovely rural county. And so everyone's going to celebrate. It will be throughout the country.
And the same goes for our Teesside listeners, obviously, at Middlesbrough as well. 55 years, again, it seems absolutely astounding. But in terms of this, just for the design itself, I mean, initially when the line 50 Shades of Green was put together, I thought, oh, is it going to be like a saucy 50 Shades of Grey? No, it's all good taste.
No, it's... No, perhaps there's a little bit of a, you know...
Just a touch.
Yes.
Yeah, it's naughty but nice, Sue, yeah, obviously.
Naughty but nice. But it is a beautiful hat, and it's obviously taken a lot of time to make it. It's status leaves and various plant manipulations, so it's absolutely beautiful. It's very stylish, and it's on the website of the Harrogate Show, being modelled.
Absolutely. Looking at a couple of flyers here, would you like to arrange flowers? Certainly, why not join a flower club? Numerous clubs in the northeast area of NAFAS. It is relatively straightforward, and I presume, Sue, you would encourage people to actually check out their local flower arranging society.
Oh, yes. We are actually on the web. Lots of clubs are on the web now, on Facebook, and they can go on the web and find out details of where their local flower club meets. And as I said to you earlier, it is a lovely way of meeting friends, making friends, especially if you're new to an area. That's what is a good thing to do. I know when I moved to a new area, I joined my local flower club and made friends, which I've made and had for 30-odd years since I was in my last club. But having been in NAFAS, nearly as long as 50 years, as
No, I can't believe that. No, absolutely. It's outrageous.
But I still love my flowers, get a lot of pleasure from it, and I'm sure... And we would like to see a lot of younger people as well. And they sometimes we have afternoon clubs where perhaps if they're at home, they can go there while the children at play school. But mainly they're in the evening.
I think I'll be putting it forward to some of our regular contributors, Holly Parker and possibly Holly Cox, and indeed who actually have the ideal name for joining Holly, yes, flower arranging societies, yes, in many ways, both Hollies and who knows, probably Fatini F. Stathew and probably Rachel Warren, who sadly couldn't be with us today. She's based in Bury St Edmunds, so I think all could be developed on that basis.
Yes, I'm sure. Well, we'd welcome anyone into our association. It's very, very friendly, and I'm sure everyone would enjoy it. We do like, you know, to do social things as well. We don't just do flower arranging. We have coffee mornings, strawberry teas, open houses, people decorate their homes, wine and cheese, that sort of thing. So we are, you know, we're in the real world.
Sue, I think you've sold it to me. I presume men can take part as well. Blokes are there in a whole side of things.
Absolutely. We've got a lot of male members. So...
And as on that bombshell, Sue, it's been fabulous touching base with yourself once again. Many thanks indeed.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Well, the moment has arrived. Yes, Chris Evans and Annika Rice has actually focused on the legend that is Henny Penny. We spoke, obviously, in hushed tones about Henny Penny bespoke design hen houses with Camilla Harrison earlier. We clearly eulogised in a pre-show piece with Nick Smith about Henny Penny hen houses. And guess who we're speaking to now? Yes, it's Charlie. No, only kidding there. It's Penny, of course. Hello, Charlie, first and foremost.
Hello.
Yeah, you see, this is it. When we first started doing a piece with Charlie, he couldn't have even got that word out, could he, Penny?
He was a little bit more shy, though, in those days.
And now he's been planting things left, right and centre. Charlie, are you enjoying the show?
Yes.
Good answer, you know. And what is it in particular about the show that you like?
I like about all the people coming around and looking at our stand.
And that is another excellent answer, Penny. You know, you'd think he was trained.
It just comes naturally, Charlie.
There are politicians who would actually kill to give answers as worthwhile and succinct as that.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. David Cameron, are you listening? No, oh, obviously, Ed and others are available. Now, we've got here a sensational collection of stuff here. You are, as you rightly said, just outside the VIP area, and it's a VIP stand as well, with hen houses in full force. But for those folk who might still sort of think, Henny Penny bespoke designer hen houses, what are they all about?
Well, they're all handmade in Yorkshire. I designed them out of pure frustration that when I rescued 4 expatriate hens, I just couldn't find the hen house I wanted that was easy to clean out, looked beautiful in my garden, and was easy to move when I wanted to move it. So I decided to have a go at designing some myself, which I've done, and have a great team of joiners that I work with who make anything that I or the customer wants. And the one thing they all have in common, they've all got beautiful thatched roofs, little windows, and a little chimney.
And, of course, allowing for the grand départ, we have Le Coq Sportif in full force there. All you need is a few Les Bleus, Allez Les Bleus ends, and you could actually be all set for the Yorkshire grand départ as well.
Yes, I think we might be on the finishing line.
Well, yeah, I thought you might, Penny. I thought you would have actually got that one covered.
And have you noticed our 2 little guest celebrity chickens in the hen house here?
Very impressed, yes. I mean, did they actually charge a substantial fee for that?
No, they got in FOC, and they've been having sleepovers here while we go home at night, but they stay here in a cosy hen house. And Hope, who's an expatriate hen, she's laid 2 eggs since she's been here, which is great. And Tulip, well, I think she's just enjoyed watching people go past the window.
We've covered so far on this location report in association with Pharma Nor Nutritional Supplements the excitement of NAFASA's 55th anniversary with the 55 Shades of Green hat they've put together. We've spoken to the Victorian bespoke bench design people. We've had a look at a lawnmower that actually doesn't need to have a big choke start. It's been superlative, and thanks to Briggs and Stratton for that. It does seem, I mean, and that's just excluding some of the other fabulous sort of people that we've actually spoken to about the whole thing, that whatever the weather, the Harrogate North of England Horticultural Society Springflower Show has got its mojo back.
It's just been a really great event. We're on day 3, and day 1 and 2, well, Thursday was red hot. We all got sunburnt, not too badly. And yesterday was really awful weather, has to be said, but people still came out and still smiled as they saw our hen houses. And it's, so far, it's been a tremendous show for us. It's been well worthwhile.
And in the background, currently playing the theme to A Bridge Too Far. It's never A Bridge Too Far with Henny Penny's hen houses, because obviously you've got those bespoke design in every sense of the word. Will you be doing the Great Yorkshire Show this year, Penny?
I'm not sure, actually. I'm not sure it's... I don't know. I don't know. Watch this space.
Autumn Harrogate Flower Show?
Not sure either.
There we are. I'm thinking about Chelsea Festival, a whole variety of things, etc. It'll all happen. The web address to actually find out more about the handmade in Yorkshire Henny Penny Hen Houses, established 2012 Olympic year, in the logo, the time machines. Where do the years go to? Here we are heading up to 2014, 2015, in fact. How can people get in touch with you online?
It's all the W's, and then hennypennyhenhouses.co.uk.